a novel about vampires prowling around dark forests and damp crypts in Central Europe may not seem like ideal summer reading fare, but The Historian, a debut novel about Dracula by Elizabeth Kostova, is shaping up to be one of this season's big beach books. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
No copying. It's the rule of law in grade school and the rule to ignore in the book business. By now, knockoffs of the Da Vinci Code surely outnumber all known scholarly interpretations of the Mona Lisa's smile. Seabiscuit sparked a galloping publishing interest in The Sport of Kings. Into Thin Air begot a veritable perfect storm of extreme adventure tales on sea and shore. Literary lookalikes can be the sincerest form of flattery or a cold-blooded marketing calculation. Or maybe something else, like, say, an expression of the zeitgeist. Which brings us to The Historian, a suitcase-sized debut novel by Elizabeth Kostova that's shaping up to be this summer's Da Vinci Code. The Historian begins in the library of a narrow house in Amsterdam in 1972. Our unnamed narrator, a motherless 16-year-old American girl, ventures into her father's library late one night when he's away on a diplomatic mission. Out of idle curiosity, she reaches up to the top shelf of one of the bookcases and pulls down an ancient book, blank except for a central woodcut of a dragon. She also finds a cache of letters. The topmost one is dated from Oxford in 1930 and opens with these fateful words: "My dear and unfortunate successor, it is with regret that I imagine you, whoever you are, reading the account I must put down here. The regret is partly for myself, because I will surely be at least in trouble, maybe dead, or perhaps worse, if this is in your hands. But my regret is also for you, my yet unknown friend, because only by someone who needs such vile information will this letter someday be read." As you can doubtless tell already, subtlety is not the effect The Historian is aiming for. What follows for the next 600-plus pages is a series of deliciously maze-like quest adventures. Confronting her father, our narrator learns that the letters were written by his mentor at Oxford, a professor named Bartholomew Rossi, who vanished while pursuing research into the life and afterlife of Vlad the Impaler. He's the 15th-century Central European ruler who had a grisly predilection for skewering his enemies' heads on stakes and who was the real-life inspiration for Bram Stoker's Count Dracula. The main tale in The Historian splits into about 20 sub-narratives, roaming from medieval times to the present, in which scholarly vampire hunters, who are bitten by books rather than fangs, thirst after forbidden knowledge and thus wander into secret passages, monasteries, and most crucially, libraries scattered throughout the Carpathians, Turkey, Italy, Bulgaria, Hungary, and of course, Transylvania. Anyone who's read Stoker's Dracula will appreciate The Historian's garlicky riffs on that granddaddy original of 1897, which also was a book constructed out of quotes from other books, as well as letters, diary entries, and even bizarre contemporary inventions like dictaphone wax cylinder recordings. Only at the very end does The Historian run dry, but then the Gothic has always been a literary form that elevates the quest above the solution. Until those last 60 pages or so, I relished every blood-curdling moment of The Historian, but I do wonder what's up with our current predilection for paranoid tales that simultaneously assure us that there's an order beneath the chaos of everyday existence, but also warn us that that underlying meaning is ominous. Better not to read or to see too deeply into the surface of things is the perverse anti-intellectual message of erudite light novels like The Da Vinci Code and The Historian, where a little learning always turns out to be a dangerous thing, and a lot of learning or reading is tantamount to a death sentence. Indeed, the worst punishment Kostova's Dracula metes out is to damn his most tenacious pursuer to eternity as a librarian. Despite the condiments of arcane knowledge tossed throughout these recently published big books, they serve as secular Bibles of know-nothingism. the encyclopedic touchstones of the 19th century novel, like Moby Dick, Middlemarch, and Anna Karenina, are big books that challenge and disturb their readers and implicitly push them to seek out other destabilizing texts. These days, we seem to be reading big books that warn us to stay happy and dumb, or else, which for me makes The Historian a very guilty pleasure indeed.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of the forthcoming memoir, Leave Me Alone, I'm Reading. She reviewed The Historian by Elizabeth Kostova.